Thank you. So we're going to move to another topic in umbilical hernia repair, whether to do a suture repair or a mesh repair. And Dr. Ruth Kaufman, who is the first author on probably the best prospective randomized trial in this field, is going to talk about umbilical hernia should be repaired with sutures. And Dr. David Kerpata is going to advocate for mesh repair. And I think we'll take the poll first.
Yes, sir. So a 34-year-old woman presents with a symptomatic umbilical hernia, healthy otherwise. On exam, she has a 0.5-centimeter hernia defect. Choice A, you should repair it laparoscopic with mesh. Choice B, you should do an open mesh repair. Choice C, you should do a lap suture repair. Or choice D, you should do an open suture repair. We'll give it another half minute.
Okay.
And I'm going to lock the results. So the overwhelming majority says open suture repair. So we will start out with Dr. Kaufman, and in our cruel manner, we made her argue the opposite of what her study found.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, College of Surgeons, that I have the opportunity to speak. Good morning, everybody. My name is Ruth Kaufman, and I'm from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. I have to disclose my financial relationship with Allergan, a research grant, and I also have another disclosure. I'm Dutch. Being Dutch makes me ice skating to my work, having lunch with colleagues, and I'm from a country where we do a lot of research, especially hernia research. We're debating the case of a 34-year-old woman with a 5-millimeter fascia defect, and I want to explain to you why I think that suture repair is the best option to go. Well, you already chose that one in the poll earlier, so you probably know already. First, we have to define what a small umbilical hernia is. Since you Americans love to supersize everything, this is not a small hernia. This is either a giant ventral hernia. This is already smaller, but not the small hernia. And we're talking here about a dinky toy size hernia, being 5 millimeters. What evidence is there at all for mesh in an umbilical hernia with a defect size smaller than 1 centimeter? Well, as you can see, there's not much on the horizon, and everything there is loose sand. What do we know? There are no RCT data. The data we have are from the study of Christofferson et al., and she examined 3,438 open suture repairs versus 1,348 open mesh repairs. All patients had a diameter of under 2 centimeters, and the reoperation rate was 2.2% in mesh and 5.2% in suture repair. That's statistically significant. She found no differences in mortality and no differences in reoperation for complication. However, those umbilical hernias are not only umbilical hernias, but also epigastric hernias. Concluding, there is a lower reoperation rate for recurrence rate after mesh repair. Sounds great, huh? Probably Dr. Kerpata will tell you the same later on. But at what cost? What about the postoperative complication rates and the chronic pain? There's a retrospective cohort study of von Klauskas et al., and they examined 446 open suture repairs versus 52 open mesh repairs. In this study, they included a lot of diameters. The ones under 2 centimeters are 28 suture repairs and 4 mesh repairs. They found significantly more complications in mesh repair. They found significantly more pain during activity after mesh repair. And they also found a difference in recurrence rate in mesh, even more recurrences in mesh, although it's not significant. So in this case, it's favorable towards suture repair. The other study is from Z et al., and that's also a retrospective cohort. It only examined mesh patients, and that were 123 mesh patients. And they found short-term complications in about 4 patients after 1 month. And the long-term complication is a median follow-up of 50 6 months, and they found 5 complications in 5 patients. So no comparison is made between mesh and suture repair here. And what is the evidence then for laparoscopic repair? Well, no RCT data, but think logically. Why would you close a 5 millimeter fascia defect with 3 ports adding up to 20 millimeters at last? In this case, favorable towards suture repair. What about umbilical hernia repair in childbearing age? We just heard something about that, but that's important as well when you're 34 and a female. A systematic review of OMA et al. Examined 4 cohort studies, 4 case control studies, and 1 case series. And they concluded to postpone elective ventral hernia repair until after the last pregnancy. And if you want to repair, then choose a non-mesh repair if you have a woman who is planning further pregnancies. So in this case, it's again favorable towards the suture repair. So I want to conclude here that suture repair is the best option for a female patient of 34 years old with a 5 millimeter fascia defect. And since we're discussing here already all types of umbilical hernia repairs, there's an American Hernia and European Hernia Society guideline coming up next year. And these guidelines will address all things that we're discussing here. Thank you for your attention.